And I welcome in now Stacy Spear from Sage. Good morning, or good afternoon, Stacy.
Good morning. How are you?
I see. I started doing that too because I'm so used to working in the mornings. I don't work afternoons very often, but Sage is going to do a really fun event that's coming up here in late September called the Five, or is it called When I Grow Up?
It is called When I Grow Up, and we are going to have a 5K fun run walk for the Child Advocacy Center, which is a part of Sage. We are raising money for kiddos who have had crimes committed against them, such as sexual assault, or they've experienced extreme domestic violence in their family, and we like to help them as much as possible. So we're doing this fun run so we can raise money for them. And we're encouraging kids to dress up of what they want to be when they grow up.
Oh, fun.
So if they want to be a superhero, then be a superhero. If you want to be a cop or a firefighter, whatever it is they want to be. We're also inviting out the local fire departments and the police and the Fish and Wildlife to come out and bring their toys so all the kids can play with them or see them.
Yeah, so even if you don't run or walk necessarily,
yes,
you can come down, have a good time, help a good cause, and plus, but if you have kids too, you'll be able to go and see all of the cool things, because having been around a few of these kinds of ideas before, kids love to climb into vehicles that are cool vehicles.
Yes, and they love talking to the firefighters and law enforcement too. So,
no, so it's now you talked about the Child Advocacy Center, and I kind of want to. I feel like Sage is such an integral part of this community. It really is, and you can, most people out there, you can say, hey, you know, Sage, but there's some people out there that maybe don't know a lot about your organization or are relatively new to town. So I kind of want to talk a little bit too about, like, what Sage is and what you guys try to do. So when you were talking to somebody about what you guys do over at Sage, I guess what is kind of your standard spiel, I guess, for lack of a better term?
Well, Sage means safety, advocacy, growth, and empowerment. So that is pretty much wrapped up in our name, what we try to do. So we help anyone who's been in crimes or sexual assault or domestic violence. There's a myth. Some people think it's just women and children, but no, we help everyone in the community who's had any types of those things committed against them. And we are a nonprofit. And so when you come in to see us, all of our services are free.
Wow. So, yeah, and I'd imagine anybody, can you get, like, people referred to you? Like, does somebody go, hey, look, they may not come to you, but I know that so-and-so has been dealing with X, Y, or Z. Like, is that a common occurrence, or is this something mostly like it's really mostly the person who's been the subject of the okay, so that, yeah.
The person that has had the crime committed against calls us, and then we talk to them. Sometimes we have people call on their behalf, and we encourage the victim to call us. That's part of empowerment. So we want to empower them to stand up and protect themselves.
Because it could be a scary thing, I would imagine.
Yes.
I'd imagine if you're in that situation, it's something that can, that you feel like it's going to be hard to be empowered.
Yes, it does. You definitely feel like you've lost your voice, and sometimes it takes some advocacy to help get them back on track. So
now you talk about advocacy, and in the Child Advocacy Center, that's what this fun run and walk is really designed to do. Is to raise money specifically for the Child Advocacy Center. How does that particular branch or part of Sage sort of work with Sage and work for, I guess it's more targeted towards a specific audience then?
Yes, so the 5K, well, one of the things that we just got at Sage, which we're very excited about, is we have a new facility dog, and his name is Hank. So when we work together with law enforcement, and we have forensic interviews with these kiddos, and they come in, and sometimes they have to sit down and talk to someone they don't know, and they're scared, and they have to tell them some pretty intimate, scary details. So with that being said, Hank comes in, and he gives them a lot of calmness, and it's easier for them to tell their stories. And soon he'll be going to court and help testify, like hang out with the kiddos that are testifying in court as well.
And it's amazing the power what an animal can do to a kid. Like, I'd imagine, like, there's probably some kids that are just, because their experience is that other people can be scary. They can cause you pain, or they can frighten you, or they can do a lot of things. Whereas they see an animal, especially an animal who is trained to do something like this, that animal is going to approach them in a calm, not really necessarily submissive manner, but could approach them in a calm, relaxed manner that the kid is going to almost feed off that energy.
That's absolutely right. Hank's pretty amazing. I've seen him in work, and what he does to the atmosphere and the energy in the room is brings tears to your eyes.
And I, well, which if your tears weren't already there, because I'm sure the stories you guys hear at Sage, unfortunately, are pretty horrific, especially when it comes to kids, because you know, kids are the future. They're the ones we're supposed to protect, and I'd imagine that it's absolutely heartbreaking. Now, the Child Advocacy Center, was that always part of Sage, or do you think, or is that something that has been a relatively new kind of a part of the Sage group?
You know, I'm not sure how long it's been a part of Sage, but it's been a part of Sage for a while. And back to Hank, one more thing about Hank.
Okay, sorry.
I just want to say, when you see him with the kids that are scared and nothing, they don't want to smile, you know, and Hank walks in and you see their smile and their face light up and nothing else makes their face light up, it's pretty cool too. So
the power of a dog. Have you guys had, I don't know how long you've been there, but do you know if there's been a dog before, if there's been
hasn't been a dog before. He has been with us, I think, since June, so he's still pretty new to our facility.
Oh, wow. Yeah, and I'd imagine, so you're going to have probably so many stories of positive things, of positive impacts of Hank as we go. How old is Hank? Do we know how?
Hank is a little over a year.
Oh, okay. So he's still very young and still will come. He's going to have a long time to help members of the community. I'd imagine, do you know if Hank came through these, like, fundraising efforts, like, that you guys are doing with the 5K?
Yes. Okay. So we're nonprofit. So the money that we raise, some of it does go to maintaining Hank and making sure he's getting what he needs as well.
So maybe you want to go out and you want to be a veterinarian when you grow up and you can dress up for the 5K fun run and walk and you can come out and will Hank be there?
Oh, Hank will definitely be there, and we hope we have a costume for him too. We're working on that.
Do we know what Hank wants to be when he grows up? We got some time, I know.
I'm pretty sure he wants to be an advocate.
We're talking with Stacy Spear from Sage. We're going to take a time out right now. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation about Sage and another couple of cool things that they're doing that you can get involved in to help those in our community who are victims of domestic violence and other crimes. News Radio 560 KPQ time is 12:23. News Radio 560 KPQ time is 12:28. Kevin Rount sitting in for Michael Knight today, talking with Stacy Spear from Spear. Stacy Spear. She has no peer, but she is Stacy Spear. from Sage here in Wenatchee about the When I Grow Up 5K Fun Run and Walk. Now, this is happening the 29th, beginning at 10 a.m. over at the Pipers Market, but for those who aren't maybe necessarily the most runny or walky people, or maybe they just want to kind of come down, there's going to be plenty of other things that people can do while they're down there.
Yes, we're going to have a bouncy house, and like I said earlier, we're going to have the fire department and law enforcement and fish and wildlife, and yes, so please come down even if you're not interested and doing a fun run or walk, and you can meet Hank.
Hank. Everybody wants to meet Hank, I'm sure. Now, there is, for those of you who want to be participants and help, and this is, of course, why wouldn't you want to help Sage? There is a bit of a cost to it, so let's go ahead and kind of break down on some of the costs and what people will, they get a T-shirt, so we can...
Yes, T-shirts are guaranteed to all participants who register by September 8th, and each individual cost for a person is $25. It's... For a family of four, it's $40, and for each additional person on top of a family of four is $10 a person. And if you don't want to come and do a run and you want to donate to the cause as well, you can also contact Sage and make a donation or donate on our website, which is findsafety.org. You can also register at findsafety.org for the 5K or call Sage.
And it looks like, you guys are located on North Chelan Avenue, 710 North Chelan Avenue, so somebody, I'm sure, could also come in.
Yes.
And meet with you guys there and do that as well.
Yes, that's right.
Now, this isn't the only thing that you guys are doing, which you guys are always looking to help those in the community, and we want to try to help you. So there's some other stuff coming up later on in the fall. One in the fall, and then one we'll be doing a little bit later than that. So let's go ahead and talk a little bit about the Monster Bash.
All right, we have a Monster Bash, and it's at location is at Sage, and it'll be on October 27th, and that's Saturday, from 10 to 4, and it's trunk or treat. So we like to have some trunks with lots of candy and have kiddos come down with their costumes, and they can trunk or treat all around our parking lot. So we'll be needing lots of candy. So if anybody wants to donate candy or come down and have a trunk with candy full, that would be awesome. And we are asking for $5 donations for the people who come. But if that isn't possible, that's okay too.
And that's one of the great things about organizations such as SAGE is, look, if you can afford it, it helps the organization. It helps everybody else around the community. But you're not going to cut people off at the door, because some of these people, they may not have that much money that want to come and participate and be a part of this.
That's right. And we want to make sure that we help as many kiddos as we can, make sure they have a great day and put a smile on their face. And, of course, Hank will be at the Monster Bash as well with a costume on, I'm sure. So
Hank's going to get used to getting dressed up. I think by the end of all of this, he's just going to get used to having clothes on.
Yes.
And then another thing that we don't have necessarily a time frame, I guess, on our exact time date on when this is going to happen, but something that I think people want to kind of keep in the back of their minds, especially I'd imagine as school starts next week for most everybody around North Central Washington, and probably as you do your back to school shopping with the kids, their shoes probably don't fit anymore, or they have outgrown them, and you just haven't gotten around to getting rid of them. And we don't necessarily know what we're going to do with them. Well, you guys are going to be able to help people out with that.
Yes, we have a shoe drive going on, and we're raising 300 bags of shoes that we send over to other countries, and they have people in other countries who need money and don't have a job skill, and then they teach them how to make the shoes like new, and then they get to sell them and keep the money for themselves. So that is an awesome project that we're working on at SAGE, and we still need shoes, so we are doing a shoe drive for that.
So yes, if the kids have outgrown their shoes, or they just don't, you know, for whatever reason it doesn't fit, or maybe you just tired of a new pair. It sounds like it doesn't even have to be a pristine pair of shoes.
No,
it could be kind
any
of
pair.
A worn,
yes,
beat up pair of shoes.
Yes, that's right.
So Stacy Spear from SAGE joining me in the agenda today, and we'll get it wrapped up. But I want to go back. We'll hit one more time so that people know, because we do want to make sure, and it feels like it's forever away, but especially once the school year starts, the days have a tendency to just fly by. So we do want to get people signed up and ready for the When I Grow Up 5K Fun Run and Walk. And the fun part of it, talk a little bit, I guess, briefly, we'll just recap a little bit of what the fun part of this is and why, you know, people can come dressed up.
Yes, dressing up is always fun. Any kind of costume is okay. Like I said, superhero or police uniform or a tutu, whatever it is that you want to wear is going to be a great idea. So,
all with the idea of when I grow up, I'm still wondering what I want to be when I grow up.
No, I'm still working on that as well.
But you can register for the event. It is, again, Saturday, September 29th. It'll be taking place at 10 a.m. at Pybus, a raise to benefit local child advocacy center for things like Hank, for things like helping kids who are victims of crimes or who are in a house with domestic violence or those kinds of things. This is an incredible cause to be a part of, and you want to be part of it. Remind us the website again.
FindSafety.org.
So you can register online at FindSafety.org. You can go to the SAGE office, which is at 710 North Chelan Avenue. You can call them. Be part of this 5K fun run and walk. It's not that much money. It's $25 for a person, $40 for a family of four. That's $10 a person to get you, the husband or wife, a couple of kids out there. Not too bad, actually, to get out there. And this is all, of course, going to an incredibly great cause. Stacy Spear, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you.